Well, Brent, let's just, I want to say grab a seat, but it probably doesn't apply to most of us, but let's do that if you are standing. So big welcome to everybody for this Antioch community meeting in June. We have slightly different lineup today. We're actually going to start with some input from Hugh, which is the second part of our talk we began with Arthur last month on the Holy Spirit, and Arthur spoke at our Pentecost meeting, and so we're following on from that, and Hugh's going to say some more words on how the Holy Spirit works with us. But we want to use that as a place from which then to come into worship, a natural response to God's grace and work in the Holy Spirit, and we'll do that straight after his talk. So I'll lead, in some ways I'm just going to leave Hugh to lead us into worship. When we get to worship, let's truly take a good time of just giving honor to him. We also, somewhat unexpectedly, are going to be saying goodbye to Joe Fudd. Many of us knew that Joe was leaving, of course. The expectation was that he was going to be leaving us probably in mid-August, moving to our new Servant of the Word household in Beirut. But some circumstances all tied with the lockdown and quarantine periods and real challenges getting flights, and the fact that Joe wanted to be at his sister's wedding in Beirut in early July actually means he's going to get on a flight almost being opened up to him. A flight that comes in from the United States will be stopping at Heathrow, and he's going to, I don't know, somehow run down the runway and jump on board. We're not quite sure how this works, but it's going to happen, in which case that's going to happen on Wednesday. And as a result, Joe, and we only found that out on Friday evening, so up until then, we were expecting him to be leaving in some many weeks off from now. So we're going to take the opportunity to honor Joe. We originally were going to do a fantastic barbecue and outside event, but we can't do that. And we haven't got time anyway because he's leaving in 3 days. But we're going to take some time just to honor Joe before he leaves after 11 years living in London, which is really a good and substantial time where his main service has been with Koinonia. So we'll do that later on after our worship time. So just we're going to now turn over to Hugh, and Hugh's going to give us the input, the second part of the input, as I mentioned earlier, on the work of the Holy Spirit. Hugh, are you ready there? Great. I'm handing over to Hugh at this point.
Yep.
Great. Go for it.